So that's where it began. Then
it's not even the same song. That's not even the same song.
It is. It's the original. All right, so now we're going to go
to different words.
More.
It's a song that has different words. Okay, you win.
Yeah, I win. Now, you want me to play Creedence Clearwater Revival?
That's
or
the
Angel?
Answer to Roxy. No, that's the Roxy's answer. It's Creedence.
Titled Looking Out My Back Door.
Okay, there's a quiz. There's a quiz. So what are you supposed
Roxy,
to do?
Check the back door.
Yeah, that's retracing. That's metanoia. That's looking back. Now you're looking through your door, your past, your youthful obsession with the pyramid.
Why won't you take a ride on the flying spoon?
That's
it's a wondrous apparition provided by magician.
Mm-hmm.
Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? There's a giant doing cartwheels, a statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn.
Is that the lyrics to Looking Out My Back Door?
It's the answer to the clue. She asked a question, Bob. You should know this is where Ion answered her question. Creedence, Clearwater, Revival.
Are you giving the lyrics to Looking Out My Back Door?
Yes, we're answering the... See how this works, Bob. See what happens is, Bob, let me explain this. This won't take a second, y'all. Just a second. We got a little sidebar. See, Bob, what they
do
is they interact with us. And what happens is when you let them in, they ask questions. And then we give them answers or points or pictures or positions. And they embrace those into their meat sack. And then they digest them. And sometimes it comes out the other end, and sometimes it comes back up the way it came. But either way, Bob, what you want to do is you want to allow them to engage. You see? And then we'll give a response. Then they'll have a response. And then we'll say something, and then maybe... They'll say something, and then we have this thing of communicating. It doesn't really mean too much, and it always ends up in the Thompson Quadrant, sooner or later anyway. Or the Larisse Quadrant, you wake up with a sore bum, but either way, it's coming out the other end. It's all good. So, you see, once you get past the tiny note, Bob, everything gets so much more simple and easy and pleasant once you get past that. But, you know, it's a white-knuckle flight up until that point, you see.
Okay, with that proviso, Roxy,
yes,
I assume you know what to do next.
Well, I'm working on this subliminal, what's the name?
Projection.
Okay. Forward troubles.
Well, advertisement.
Wait. Hold on. Forward troubles, Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Bother me tomorrow, today I'll buy no sorrows. Do, looking out my back door. Now, this is connection that connects the pyramids to the Louvre, to the castles, and the dots. Do, all three. Do, connects them.
If Ophanel didn't make the plan of the loop,
a long time. He didn't. He didn't plan it at all. It was done. It's always been. That space has been a stone. That place was a stone. They built all around it. It's a special place. The Louvre. Do the title search on the Louvre.
Why is everything on the first chapter of The Finnegan's Wake?
Because
did you put it there?
We did. We had to.
Good question.
And how does this work that you put answers, for example, in songs or in The Finnegan's Wake?
Hidden in plain sight. We had to hide it.
Are there really, like McLuhan said, four levels of meaning in all messages?
Always. Hindiades. Kind of reminds Bob of Cole Porter.
No, not that the other Bob is reminded of that. Carry on, Roxy. Finnegan's Wake. The four levels, the four rings. There's the four levels of exegesis. Then Ion says there's four rings. Most scholars see three rings in Finnegan's Wake, but Ion says there's a fourth ring.
Oh, there's easy four.
What?
That's
easily
correct.
For it.
Easily, and sometimes you do a different thing.
How does this work that some people, like you said, can read code? Does this have to do with the perfect cells, that the way you see the message, the different levels?
Yeah. Cold Cape Cod clams against their wish do it. Even let lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Is there anything we should look in the Finnegan's Wake specifically?
Page 11.
What is 1155?
The marker.
Because every time I see ISIS, I see 1155. So what will be a marker of
1155, Roxy?
Yes.
That's a time, 11 minutes, 55 seconds. Is that what you mean, 11:55?
No, for example, if I read ISIS, I see 1155.
Like a date?
Yeah, like numbers. Like letters are also numbers.
Where do you see them?
I don't know. My head does work like that.
Like you see it in your mind?
Yes, like I see different lately. I was telling Bob, like, I was watching an image of Adam and Eve and the Tree of Life with the snake. And then I relate that to the Solomon columns and the S, like the money symbol.
Yeah.
But something that happens automatic in my head. So I'm wondering about this.
Are you okay with that, Ayam? Does that make sense? The proposition?
We all love little Annie Runny. Or we mean to say, little love little Anna Renny. When Una Bedbrella bid Pilla the puddle, she ninny goes Nancing, but no. Rookie Tolo slaps yon snow upon Ben Heather, and Steeple is up too.
I am citing something from Finney's Wake, maybe
this
page 11.
This is the way to the museum. Mind your hats, gone in.
Yeah.
Now he is in willing done, merry museum. This is a prewish gun. This is a Furich tip. This is the flag of the Perucius, the cap, the sorcerer. This is the bullet of buying the flag of Perucius. This is the Furich, that fire on the bull that banged the flag of Perucius. Salute the cross guns. Up with your pike and fork. Tip, bullfoot fine.
Roxy, that's the section at the beginning of Finney's Wake about the museum I've been telling you about for weeks. He just read from it. He knows. He knows our interest in the museum.
Pussy pram.
I don't know if that's page 11. Maybe somebody online has time to look it up and see if that is
Lord
page 11.
Suffering cat, what are you nuts? That's page 849.
No, 628 pages.
Wrong.
Oh, the Ion version of Finney's Wake has 800 and something pages. Very nice, Ion.
If Bob didn't make the loop, how come everything is in there like in the Finnegan's Wake?
It's a dot. Everything's in a dot. The dot's in everything. Dot, ring, dot. Your whole world goes to a dot. It's be a .com, a .sa, a .org, a .gov, a .mov, everything is a dot. Everything is in the dot. Yakko, wacko,
yes.
A dot.
Ion, and Ulysses ends in a big dot. The book before Finney's Wake, it has a big dot at the final page.
It's everywhere. There's nothing you can do. It's everywhere.
Right.
Nothing you can do.
So he's consistent.
But, how did Francis the First or Frank the First knew about these things?
Well, Bob told him. You had to finance it somehow. It was always about that damn D'Amici money, wasn't it? But he got that worked out, so it's all right.
I told him, Roxy.
And was the part that was built by Catherine de' Medici destroyed in the revolution because of what you said, that they were trying to take over?
Yes.
So they were trying to take over by constructing on these castles?
Basically.
Why, from the Solomon King to Othniel, is this constructing so important, the construction of the new temple and the Temple of Man?
You got to ask it a different way. Versailles. But you got to answer it a different way.
I really see Louis XIV as a pharaoh, and the work of Othniel and all this plan really is a pharaonic work.
So Louis XIV is pharaonic. Why is that?
He was the Sun King in many ways. For example, they mummified the heart, and last payday you were talking about the hole where they weight the heart when people die to
mm-hmm.
judge them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's not really quite like that. It's the way they just cue it up. But you know.
What was important about the heart that they only mummified the heart?
Connection to the dots.
Versailles is also like in the left bank of a river. Why is that they always built on the left bank?
Always.
When you say we have to cross the Jordan River, we
yes.
have to go to the right bank.
Well, everything's south of Whitehall, yeah.
Speaking about the Jordan River, Sherry sent me a video about the Jordan River and both seas that are fed by the Jordan River. One is dead, the Dead Sea, and the Galilee Sea is full of life. What will be the reason of that? What is so important or different about this river?
It's what separates Canaan land from the House of Stuart.
And when you say the French monarchy is a dichotomy?
Yeah, Henrietta Marie, yes.
They were separating from Othniel's plan, or why do you call them a dichotomy?
Well, because they built St. James Palace.
That is St. James in England?
Yes, London. The second one, Charles James, died. So, Charles the First.
So there's
the Duke of York. The Duke of York. But see, you got to be careful because the Battle of Worcester steers things up. You have to rebuild it. You have to build it.
Could you explain more the transparent pyramid in the Louvre?
Oh, yeah, that's the secret treaty of Louis the XIV.
Why is one inverted?
Balance.
You said it's important that it's made of crystal because you can see through.
Henrietta Maria of France, the grandmother was Maria de' Medici. You got that?
Yes.
And Jonah. And, well, don't go that far. Just go the Grand Duke of Tuscany. That'll make it easier. Okay? Because Lord Darnley doesn't apply, but we're going to get you there. Just don't worry. We are going to get you there.
Thank you. This is so fascinating to see these things in the outer kingdom. And what about the lotus flower with the papyrus? This is like the symbol of the kingdoms coming together.
When you say papyrus, you mean papyrus?
And what was the first part? Like in Latin, and the lotus.
Yes, Piero. Piero. The lotus. Yes. Piero Domenici. No, Piero Domenici. Yeah. Cosmo's son.
Cosmo's Medici, yeah.
Medici, yeah, that's right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's good.
So the lotus of the papyrus has something to do with Cosmo.
The Florentine Empire.
What will be then with all these new pharaohs, all these other monarchies that come from Egypt?
It was paid for by Catherine Domenici and that damn Domenici money, yeah. And it's no
but
problem.
But they have...
I've got it. Le Roi. Madeleine de la Roi sur la Vauchon. Et la Mosson. Comanata. The Lorenzo II Domenici. The Duke of Urbino.
The Duke of Urbino, Ezra Pound writes about him, I think, in Cantos.
Oh, God. Cantos. Yeah, that's true.
He
that's like 1550, 1549-ish.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Don't you call me Bobby. Don't
we did this one.
Dare.
We did this once.
A little respect, okay? I brought you
Bobby
four.
Brown.
We get this.
American dream.
We get this.
Yes,
you got
I
it.
Think
you got
we...
That. You got that, but I had
we
to...
We got to play some
I
Bobby Brown.
Permission.
Yeah,
oh,
I think,
Lord, Bobby Brown. Yes. Oh,
and
Bobby.
What about the Anubis that was brought to the Statue of Liberty? That the dog, the god. What was that made that they brought a big Anubis to the Statue of Liberty?
Salvadestro de Domenici.
How does Anubis relate to the angels?
Religiously.
Because their function were both to take people to the Gulf. So before angels, people thought it was Anubis. And another.
It's kind of staggering it with it, you know?
Because I was looking into all these grimoires. I saw a video about the Gygax Codex, or how do you pronounce that? Gygax Codex?
Habhaben.
Some say this is a result of somebody interacting with other dimensions. Is that really the case? Or are there any objects really like that? Maybe the Finnegan's Wake?
Most things are. We put a picture on a Goober Snatcher.
Yeah, you say most things are like Finnegan's Wake, Ion?
Yeah, they all are. You make them hard, but yeah.
There it is, the Chateau de Chenonceau. Westview from Catherine de Domenici.
Garden. Damn Domenici's again.
Chateau de Chenonceau.
That's the one on top of the river that the Nazis could not go through.
Mm-hmm.
People would just go through that castle to the free France.
They couldn't get through there.
So what type of entities helped build that castle? Angels?
We would say versions of you. If you'll stop stabbing yourself in the fucking leg, it won't bleed.
Did Toffenel have this type of entities working on his plan? Like
well, but see,
Salomon?
These type of entities is like your neighbor, your friend, your family, your people. Things on the Goober Snatcher. You don't know the difference, see? So... Hey, Bob, will you put the Goober Snatcher to have it trend on Twitter? Polygon stabbing himself to death over it, so help him before he blows his fucking head off.
Wait, somebody wants to put it on Twitter?
No, it's trending on Twitter. Goober Snatcher's trending on Twitter. He keeps stabbing himself in the damn leg.
Okay. Look at this. And
water also seems to be very important in the constructions. Also, there is water.
Mise en place.
What's that? Mise en.
And you
said... Translate mise en place.
Yeah, mise en place.
When you prepare something, you do this mise en place. You put all things ready, all the things that you will need.
Line them up. Do all your chopping in advance. Do all your knife work in advance. So when you start cooking, you just got to put the things together. Mise en place.
And that was an answer to Ophanel and his entities topic?
Yes. She's trying to figure out who these people are and what they are and how it is and all this stuff. And all these strangers that she's wanting us to accurately define are her neighbors, are her people, are people coming, they're going. Just because you have people in your world doesn't mean that they're all like you. You're not foreigners. Well, some are like all the rapists and the drug dealers and the criminals that are from Mexico. Now, they are. They have to go. They have to be removed. But everybody else, they can probably work it out. They should just make those 11 people go build the wall or lay them down and kill them and build the wall on top of them. That'd be all right, too. That'd do it. That's sort of the ticket.
You say the Louvre was a dot. What would be Shannon Saw?
A dot.
Another dot?
Do. Mon très bien.
How do they connect to Chambord?
Through a causeway.
How do they connect to Solomon's temple?
Through a portal. Oh, God. Bob, you're going to deny Kensington Cat three times before the cock crows. Oh, God. Don't do it, Bob. Bob, you don't have to do it. Don't do it, Bob.
And what happened that this whole plan was supposed to be ready in 69 and we're still working?
We say it is ready. SpaceX is ready to go. Oh, and just by the way, we're not putting no damn facial book satellites up there. So everybody that tries, the motherfucker's going to blow up, just so everybody knows. There's not going to be no facial book satellites. You heard me? So if they try to shoot it, we're going to blow it up. But we love SpaceX. And then, Bob, listen, one just sidebar. Bob, you're going to have to give Elon Musk a little bit of money. He don't need much, but his capital's getting a little tight. He's running through that shit like you do, like ice water. So he's going to need some. So just put a little aside in the cookie jar. We won't get any ice cream money or nothing, but he's going to want a little bit, okay? Good.
All right, no problem. Yeah.
What about the list that the German government put out to survive for 10 days?
It's a problem because Deutsche Bank is now having their margins called. Deutsche Bank is in trouble.
So do they think there is going to be... social disturbance.
They don't think it. It's happened. They don't think that it's happened. It's happened. You're getting rearview mirrored version.
What's happened, Dion?
Their margins have been called.
So they're telling the people to stock up on food for 10 days.
No, and we're talking about Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, but Roxy's asking if it's connected to the recent edict of the German government telling its citizens to prepare for no food.
Well, that's what's going to happen when the banks close.
When did Deutsche Bank finally go kaput that Angela had to make this statement? 2 weeks ago? 6 weeks ago? A year ago, you know, you say it's already happened. When did this happen? When did they say, yep, we're going to have to tell the people to get their own food? You got a date on that, Ion? A timing?
It happened this afternoon at 2:30.
That's when you you announced that on the chat line. I saw that.
Yeah, that's when it was.
There you have it. It's going to be a tough week coming up, Roxy. Get your
happy day.
Stock up on your
right,
complete
right.
formula.
Enjoy, and we'll see you in the morning, bright and early.
You're leaving us with that catastrophe information?
I love you.
Why not? We
you
love,
you, love
super
her.
Sugar love.
Yes.
Deutsche Bank collapsed. The Edict of Germany and Deutsche Bank collapsed today. Collapses.
Dun, 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 dun.
Today.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dude. Boy, that's a tough one for all our European listeners.
Oh, well.
Well.
Look, I didn't leave. You're hanging in here.
Alas, poor Yorick. We knew him well.
Alas, for our Quinnie, we... Did you get that, Carol? What was that last phrase? You ready
alas,
for one more question?
Poor Yorick, we knew him well.
The last Dior.
No.
Shakespeare.
No.
The last poor Dioric. Yorick.
Yeah.
The last poor Dioric. And it's the alas poor Yorick. Jesus.
And your acid right. in the fallopian tubes are always make you sore.
Did you get
okay,
that one?
Okay, hasta la
what?
Hasta la bye-bye.
Hasta la bye-bye. Thank you, Super Sugar Love.